My name is Russell, and we begin the practice of Yoga Nidra. Rumi says, beyond right doing and wrong doing, there is a field. I will meet you there. Guess what? This is the field. So come to yourself as you are. We've already experienced quite a few yoga nidras this morning, so we're kind of prepared. But as always in a room like this, there are many carers and teachers, therapists. And for a brief while, maybe those therapists and carers can turn all of that inwards and begin to care and therapy yourself. I come to myself as I am. There is nothing to change. Feel your body. Check that you are comfortable. We all have a list, and on that list are the things that are most important to us. And on the list of 10, are you on the list of yourself? Can you also put yourself right at the top? Right now, I'm the most important thing. I care for myself. I come to myself as I am, without wishing to change anything. I'm where this body is. I'm not this body, but I'm where this body is. And whatever it is I wish for others, especially those I love, can I wish that for myself? Maybe in the form of a sankalpa, but also in the spontaneous love towards myself right now. Can I offer that to myself with love? So with your eyes gently closed, allow the eyes to sink back into the sockets and rest. For a brief while, there is nothing to see, nothing to look for. And we can bring the gaze from in front of the eyes to behind the eyes, the inner gaze. So instead of looking at the body from the outside as if through the lens of a camera or the eyes of other people, we experience our body from the inside with this inner awareness, moving closer to reality. This inner awareness. What is this? Something we take so much for granted, and yet it is unbelievably miraculous. I can place this awareness wherever I wish. The tip of my nose with a kiss. Big toe on my right foot. My left elbow. How effortlessly we move this point of awareness. Here it is. And I feel my body as it lays here on the floor, still. And yet, we know, as we lay here on the floor, we're laying on Mother Earth. That connection with Mother Earth in our rightful place, between Father Sky and Mother Earth. I'm here. I have a right to be here. As we lay here still, and yet we know Mother Earth herself is spinning. hugely, magnificently in space on her own axis as she orbits the sun with all the other planets in the solar system. And this solar system is spinning with all the other solar systems in this galaxy, which is spinning round and round, just like the Sufis dance, round and round. And yet here I lay still. Now bring your awareness to that which moves through the stillness, your breath, like the wind blowing through the valleys, without wishing to change the breath at all, just bringing your awareness to the breath, and the flow of air around the nostrils. Allowing the breath to fill your awareness, bringing your awareness closer and closer to your breath. Closer and closer. The practice of dharana, focus. We focus closer and closer to the breath, so that after a while, we become the breath. Instead of breathing, I'm being breathed. Now take your awareness to your nasal cavities. The flow of air through the nasal cavities situated just below the Ajna chakra. These great cathedrals in the skull. Now take your awareness to your throat and the flow of air down the throat on the in-breath and back up the throat on the out-breath, the Vishuddhi chakra. With your vocal cords relaxed, there is free passage of air in the throat. Everything flows. The flow of air, silky smooth. And in that silky smoothness, you may become aware of the calm that is there. And connecting with that calm, allowing that calm to spread through the throat, up the neck, into the brain, bringing the message of calm to the brain, to the frontal lobes, left and right hemispheres, the back of the brain, the midbrain, allowing the brain to calm and just spread, and the noise to reduce, down the brainstem, cascading down throughout the entire central nervous system, spreading the message of calm to all extremities and all cells of the body. Calm, peace, peace, peace. And then that message flowing back through the central nervous system, up, 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 into the brain, into the mind. So the body and the mind are in harmony. In peace. Now take your awareness to your chest cavity, the Anahata chakra, and the subtle movements of the ribs as they accommodate the expansion of the lungs on the in-breath and the contraction of the lungs on the out-breath. And the movement of the diaphragm, moving down on the in-breath, back up on the out-breath. And now take your awareness deep into your body, to your abdomen, and the slight rise and fall of the abdomen with each breath. The Manipura Chakra. And with that inner awareness, you may become aware of the harmony, the movement of the abdomen, the diaphragm, the ribcage, and the sensation of the breath. So that at the very instant the abdomen begins to rise, we experience the intake of breath in the nostrils. In that one glance, we see beyond the complexity to the simplicity. The breathing in and the breathing out. Breathing in and the breathing out. Now let the breath go and return to the body and briefly rotate, imagining a point of light, a fire, with each point. The big toe on the right foot, the heel, shin, center of calf, root of knee, kneecap. Big toe on the left foot, heel, shin, center of calf, root of knee, knee, center of thigh on the right, center of thigh on the left, anal sphincter, perineum, genital organ, navel, heart, throat, root of tongue, root of nose, center of right eye, center of left eye, middle of the eyebrows, crown of the head, and back to the heart, the body aflame. Flame with love. I burn for myself. Come. All is well. And in this thinking of that sankalpa, that resolve, that love towards myself, now bring your awareness back to your body as you lay here on the floor. I'm where this body is. I'm not this body, but I'm where this body is. Feel your toes. Wiggle your toes. Flex the muscles in your legs. Feel your fingers. Wiggle your fingers. Flex the muscles in your arms. And so we finish the practice of Yoga Nidra. Welcome back. Namaste.